This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The terror being inflicted by ISIS against Christians in Iraq is forcing many hundreds to flee the country. Michigan is home to the second largest Chaldean community in the world, so many of these refugees are making it to the Metro Detroit area. Martin Manna is president of the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce and the Chaldean Community Foundation. Hello, Martin.
Thank you for having me.
And Sharon Hanawa is a program manager, and she, too, is with the Chaldean Community Foundation. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Martin, give us an idea. How many Iraqi Christian refugees are arriving in Southeast Michigan, let's say, each month?
Is about 400 are arriving every month to the Metro Detroit area. That's in addition to the 30,000 that have already arrived since 2007. Some 15,000 have come here as refugees. Another 15,000 have come here sponsored. We expect that number to increase because of the fact that an additional 250,000 were recently displaced by ISIS.
Sharon, give us an idea what things are like for these refugees once they arrive in Michigan. I have to imagine the biggest concerns must be housing and jobs.
Yes. You know, for many of them, it's a culture shock. Many of them have endured trauma. Many of them come here with post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, anxiety, depression. And it's, you know, just difficult for them to find employment because language is a barrier for many of them.
It must be so tremendously hard. I don't think most of us could even imagine what it is like, let's say, to have had some kind of a professional job at home, but then coming here and because of language problems and credential problems that you're really having to hit the reset button and start right back from the very beginning again.
Many people don't know that in Iraq, the Chaldean, the Christian community there, was their disproportionate number of educators, of physicians, of attorneys, of entrepreneurs. So imagine living a lifestyle in which you're known as one of the most educated communities in that area, coming to America with nothing, no possessions. I mean, more recently, ISIS, when they took over Mosul, gave the Christians an ultimatum. They had 24 hours to either leave, convert, or die. And they all left with really nothing but the clothes on their back. And they come here having to start all over. Even if you were a physician, you can't really go back to school. You have to come to America, figure out a way to provide for your family. And many of them are taking jobs, whether it's at a convenience store, a hotel, doing cleaning, whatever it is, just so they could provide to their families. And they're very thankful for the opportunities given to them here in the United States so that at least they could raise their family in a secure environment.
Sharon, how much government assistance is available for these refugees?
They are entitled to 8 months of federal aid. And then after that 8 months, they may be able to qualify for additional benefits, depending upon whether or not they have children.
But I bet that goes by very quickly.
Well, yes, because, you know, if they are going to be, you know, renting an apartment, they'll need a security deposit. Some of the times, you know, the cash may not be enough to cover the rent, so they have to find employment to be able to make their payments.
I'm talking with Sharon Hanawa and Martin Manna there with the Chaldean Community Foundation as we talk about the refugees pouring into Southeast Michigan as violence being inflicted by ISIS against Christians in Iraq just ramps up. And you both must be hearing some stories that I'm sure are hard to grasp as far as what's being done. The world has seen the videos, but the people who are coming in have been living with the fear of ISIS now. And give us an idea, Martin, what you've heard.
The ISIS is finally on the defensive now, but they've burned so many of our historic manuscripts that date back all the way to the beginning of Christianity. They destroyed one of our churches in Mosul. For the first time in our history, Mass wasn't celebrated in Mosul. All of the properties that the Christians owned were taken from them. Some of our community members were crucified. Many of them were killed. I mean, if you look back at what's happened in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003, more than three-quarters of our population has fled. More than 80 churches have been bombed. There was 350 churches in Iraq that were in operation in 2003. Fewer than 40 remain today. Priests have been crucified, killed in the name of religion.
Sharon, what do these refugees most need from their new neighbors in Michigan?
I think just, you know, being patient with them as they try to acculturate to this new life.
There's also this refugee phobia, I think, that goes on here, that people are concerned that there's this quite a large influx of refugees coming here. Are they going to take my job? Are they going to be on government subsidies? So all of our programs are really geared to help them become independent of government subsidies. We do a lot of cultural competency training to talk about the contributions that Chaldeans continue to make to this region. More than 15,000 Chaldean-owned businesses. They're job creators, not job takers. It's important that people know that they're coming here really because they've been forced to. And like other immigrant groups before us, they form occupational patterns, they contribute. We try to help people understand that they come here because really they've been forced out of their ancestral lands, and they're coming here for peaceful reasons. They want security, and they just want to provide for their families.
Martin Manna and Sharon Hanawa are with the Chaldean Community Foundation. You can find out more at ChaldeanFoundation.org, information and ways to help. Martin is also president of the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce. It was very, very good to talk to both of you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.